SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, Jamaican justice system hailed as one of the best in the Commonwealth. And in glimpses of Jamaica, we'll highlight yet another interesting tradition. Details after this. Stay with us. Children's advocate Diane Gordon Harrison is lauding the Jamaican justice system as one of the best in the Commonwealth. She acknowledges, however, that like all other justice systems, there is need for tweaking and continuous re-examination in order to improve service delivery. Our reporter Brian Miller shares the details.
She made the comments while addressing a 2-day training seminar for police personnel and justices of the peace from St. Mary and St. Anne, held recently at the Jewel Runaway Bay Beach and Golf Resort. The seminar was organized to familiarize participants with the Child Justice Guidelines published by the Office of the Children's Advocate. In outlining some of the issues that led to the compilation and publication of the guidelines, Mrs. Gordon Harrison argued that current court processes and systems have not been sustainably monitored to accommodate the increasing child population using the service. She says the publication is a practical resource handbook with standardized guidelines that will inform the approach taken by all persons in the justice system.
We want a child to have an expectation that the justice system will deliver quality services no matter the personality with whom they have to deal in the particular system.
Children's advocate Diane Gordon Harrison. She's appealing for all within the justice system to make full use of the guidelines. Brian Miller reporting from Runaway Bay, St. Anne, for Roundabout JA.
Under Vision 2030, Jamaica will have world-class transport, telecommunications, water supply, and sanitation systems that will improve the quality of life for citizens. Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is the roadmap for making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. To find out more about Vision 2030 and the progress being made, go to vision2030.gov.jm.
Here's a business development opportunity from the NHT.
Do you live in an NHT housing scheme? Do you have an innovative idea or a business ready for takeoff?
Now start or grow your business through the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge.
Get business mentorship and training. Be among top enterprises to share a development awards package of over $10 million.
Enter the NHT Entrepreneurial Challenge today.
Deadline May 16. Visit nht.gov.jm or any NHT office for details.
And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
Well, you see, it's policeman button, I saw the button because they say it looked like the button from the police clothes. It was some small cookie, brown in color. It was very enjoyable. When we were going to school, it was very enjoyable because they were small. You pay like probably 1 cent, you buy like for one, and you just put them in your mouth and they melt away very quickly. So, you know, you buy like even 10, so in no time you'll finish eating them because they were very small and tough. If you don't even have to chew them, you just suck them and they'll melt away. My name is Marsha Brown. I'm from Silent Hill, Carignan.
Remember, we want to feature you and your favorite glimpse of Jamaica. All you have to do is send us an email with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Joel Samuels, my engineer. I'm Ruth and Carr reminding you to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.